On today's episode, we're diving into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, focusing on recent developments such as CISA's ongoing investigation of a cyber attack on the U.S. Treasury Department, Avanti's critical vulnerability advisories, Microsoft's continuous battle against cyber threats, Ubuntu's proactive security updates, and Telegram's efforts to enhance user privacy amid rising cyber threats. CISA has confirmed a cyber attack on the U.S. Treasury Department, with investigations ongoing to ensure security and prevent future breaches. Fortunately, there appears to be no wider impact on other government agencies. In response to identified vulnerabilities in ABB and Beyond Trust systems, CISA is releasing advisories and closely examining incidents like the third-party data breach at the Treasury Department. The agency is addressing these threats to enhance critical infrastructure protection. CISA is also focusing on cybersecurity goals for the IT sector, offering guidance to software and product developers within critical infrastructure sectors. These initiatives prioritize foundational practices to improve protection across platforms. CISA reports active exploitation of vulnerabilities in Oracle and Mitel systems, urging federal agencies to secure their systems. These vulnerabilities have been included in CISA's Known Exploited Vulnerabilities e-catalog, which has been further updated with critical flaws in Avanti Connect Secure, Oracle, and Mitel systems. The agency encourages vigilance against cyber threats and underscores the need for robust cyber hygiene, particularly in sectors like water utilities. Beyond addressing specific vulnerabilities, CISA emphasizes the importance of a comprehensive cybersecurity framework, from educational awareness in schools to corporate risk management strategies. This holistic approach supports enhanced security measures demonstrated through initiatives like the KEV Catalog and Cybersecurity Performance Goals, CPGs. CISA remains committed to strengthening the nation's critical infrastructure against the evolving landscape of cyber threats. Avanti has issued a critical security advisory to address serious vulnerabilities in their Connect Secure, Policy Secure, and ZTA Gateway products. These vulnerabilities have been actively exploited by sophisticated threat actors, including groups linked to Chinese espionage. A notable flaw in their products involves a stack-based buffer overflow that can allow remote code execution, posing significant risks. Despite Avanti's adherence to secure-by-design principles, these vulnerabilities are being targeted in ongoing cyber attacks. The exploitation has been highlighted by both Google and Mandiant, with reports of malware installations bypassing security alerts in compromised networks. Avanti has responded by releasing security patches and updates to mitigate these threats. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has recognized the severity of the situation by adding the Avanti Connect Secure vulnerability to its Known Exploited Vulnerabilities catalog. Avanti product users are strongly advised to apply the latest updates and patches promptly to secure their systems against these threats. Microsoft is actively enhancing its cybersecurity efforts and advancing its technology solutions. The company has integrated security risk advisors into the Microsoft Intelligent Security Association to strengthen security across its platforms. On the legal front, Microsoft has filed a lawsuit against hackers exploiting Azure OpenAI credentials to create and spread malicious content. This underscores the broader issue of foreign cybercriminals targeting Microsoft's AI services. Concurrently, Microsoft is addressing attempts to bypass AI safety measures, stressing the need for secure and ethical use of AI technologies. Security remains paramount, with new guidelines issued for securing data sharing APIs through Azure API management and insights shared into using Windows Defender for improved vulnerability management, specifically to detect Chrome extensions. The rise in phishing scams against Microsoft Teams users has prompted caution, coupled with the launch of a real-time phishing detection tool by AI Spera for Outlook security. Security researchers encounter challenges as attackers use fake proof-of-concept exploits and patched Windows vulnerabilities to deliver malware. This reflects ongoing threats, including the exploitation of vulnerable Windows drivers. Looking to the future, discussions around Microsoft's anticipated 2025 Patch Tuesday include updated cybersecurity strategies. A new AI penetration tester role in Canada underscores Microsoft's focus on AI security. Windows 11 users should be cautious of a technique that could bypass BitLocker encryption. Similarly, a critical vulnerability in Microsoft Purview poses an elevated privilege risk. Thomas Rocha from Microsoft emphasizes balancing proprietary and open source tools for effective cybersecurity amidst anticipated threats in 2024 and 2025. There's an ongoing assessment of hidden transformers within Windows ANSI, offering insights into potential vulnerabilities. Microsoft remains committed to navigating complex cybersecurity challenges while advancing its technological capabilities. In recent Ubuntu news, a series of critical security updates and advisories have been released, addressing multiple vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel that affect various systems, including Raspberry Pi and cloud infrastructures like Azure and GKE. The updates specifically target vulnerabilities in diverse architectures and system components, focusing on issues related to Bluetooth, GPU drivers, and Intel IoTG, which could lead to system crashes or arbitrary code execution. Ubuntu proactively issued security updates for the Linux kernel on Azure and Intel IoTG, along with advisories to resolve security concerns. Additionally, vulnerabilities in the XT4 file system, network traffic control, and VMware vSockets driver have been addressed. Ubuntu has also released security advisories for applications such as Firefox and Thunderbird to mitigate potential security flaws. The XPAT library vulnerability, which could result in denial of service or arbitrary code execution, has been addressed to ensure safer XML data processing. Stay informed for more updates and improvements from the Ubuntu ecosystem. Telegram, the popular messaging platform, is enhancing its collaboration with US authorities and improving transparency to address allegations of criminal misuse, following a surge in data requests linked to the CEO's arrest. In cybersecurity developments, users should be aware of potential threats on Telegram, including a flagged bot for cyber attacks and scams where criminals impersonate cybersecurity firms. Security remains a top priority, with a strong focus on user privacy. However, challenges persist, such as the spread of phishing links and malware through malicious Telegram channels in Russia. Telegram recently introduced a self-destructing message feature to bolster privacy following a security incident that saw malware disguised as Telegram Premium targeting Android users through fake apps in Russian mobile stores. This rise in security threats is accompanied by a 12-fold increase in VPN usage in Russia. As authorities ramp up monitoring of encrypted messaging services like Telegram for illicit activities, experts have raised concerns about vulnerabilities in certain Telegram app versions, potentially allowing attackers to execute arbitrary code. Additionally, a significant DDoS attack has highlighted the platform's vulnerabilities, prompting calls for increased preventative measures against cyber threats. Users are encouraged to remain vigilant against scams, particularly those involving suspicious messages and links. The FireScam malware, posing as Telegram Premium and stealing sensitive data from Android devices, underscores the urgent need for heightened security awareness. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly cybersecurity episode. Stay secure, and see you soon.